All right, we'll get started. New York Jets, as I say every week, they're a good special teams unit. They had some big plays last week. They had a beautiful fake punt there at the end of the second quarter. You know, they got a good kicker and punter. The returners have been kind of rotating some guys, but both guys that, you know, Curley's been playing as of late, and he's done a really nice job. You know, they're getting Jalen Marshall back, and we'll see what his status is come game time. But he's a guy that we faced last year, so we're very familiar with him. But coverage-wise, they do a nice job. They got a lot of linebackers that play. They're downhill, play extremely physical. So we'll have our hands full. But we're still, I mean, we're going into the second quarter of the season, and we're concentrating on ourselves right now to get some things rectified and do better, and hopefully that will happen on Sunday. With that, I'll answer any of your questions.
What's your first quarter kind of progress report, overview of every part of your
special? It's not where I want it to be by any means. Got to do a better job coaching those guys to get them up to speed. I think that, you know, as I look at it, you know, we've discussed the first punt in the Pittsburgh game, and I think that we've kind of rectified that. But we got one thing that showed up last week. We got hit with a big return, and those things can't happen. We got to do a better job there. So I see some things that are improving. We got a lot of different guys playing, and that's good. And I see him getting better, but we got to take it to a whole new level, and I think that the guys can. You know, we finally got some kick return opportunities last week, and I thought that the kids did a good job with regards to set and field position in that area. You know, in the punt return game, there hasn't been a lot of opportunities yet. And I think those things will come, as we talked about last week with the weather and those type of deals. And then, you know, I think the kickoff coverage has been good. We haven't really been tested yet. Zane's been doing a nice job kicking off, and hopefully that I expect that to continue.
I know it's one kick, but you know, it seemed like a big moment early in the game. Agba gets the strip sack, and then Zane's called upon him, and he misses that. But what do you say to him? Like, how do you talk him through this week?
Well, I try to talk him from the standpoint. I kind of go back, to the question during the week that we got about the kickers. You know, that hit us right there. And then, of course, Daryl last year, I think, with Cody, I think he had made, what was that, 18 in a row, and he asked that question too. So hopefully I don't want any of you, you know, going to the game tonight and asking how Kluber's going to pitch. All seriousness, that was a, you know, you obviously want him to make those kicks. He can make those kicks. He's going to make those kicks. It was he just happened to miss that one. What I said to him, to be honest with you, I said, hey, congratulations, you got that one off the docket. Let's move on, and just kind of a light moment. And he, I will say this about Zane, he doesn't flinch. And he's very tough mentally, and he's a good player, and he keeps getting better. It was a miss. And, you know, I expect him to play well this weekend.
What are your main objectives? You know, Hughes broken it down into quarters. You know, the first four games, that first quarter is done. That now we're moving on to that second quarter, these next four games. Obviously, is paramount, but what do you need to see from your unit here in these next four?
I need to see our guys continue to we need to play at a higher level. We need to play more physical, continue to challenge our passion as we play on teams, developing our identity. Those are things that I got to continue to do a better job of establishing with our guys. Our guys work hard. They do a good job. They ask what we ask them to do. But we need to be more on the offensive, so to speak, I would say. And I think that's where we're trying to trend to and get to that. And like I say, this will be another new challenge this weekend, and New York presents a lot of challenges for us, but it still has to be about the Cleveland Browns. And if it's not, then we're wrong. And I know it'll be about our guys and doing their job. I tell them, just win your 1/11th. Just do your 1/11th to the best of your ability. And I can live with that. I can lay my head down on the pillow and say that kid gave me everything he can, and they'll do that. So I'm excited to watch him play this weekend.
A couple of fair catches over the first four games. We've seen, you know, Jabril will pound the football. He'll, you know, just has that the body language of he feels like he missed an opportunity or maybe didn't make the right decision. How do you get him out of that being caught in between stage of do I return, do I fair catch? How does he get out of that?
I think that's just a development repetition thing as he kind of keeps getting a feel. I know last week he lost a little bit of where he was at, which, to be quite honest with you, you see a lot with young returners. And the thing that I still love about him is he's so passionate that he wants that football. And I know he hasn't had a lot of opportunities yet. And I know statistically people say, wow, he's not doing very good. But he is. I look at it this way, you know, week one he had the longest return in the NFL that week. Baltimore, he caught one and it was right next to the sidelines. Indianapolis, the same exact deal. And actually last week in Cincinnati, Hubert put one right there next to the sideline and he tried to hold himself in there. So obviously those all go as catches and against his return average. But I think as a coach, when you look at it, you say, okay, what's he doing when the opportunity is there? What is he doing? And I think that I'll tell you what, for a guy that goes out each and every day, he takes every catch seriously. And that's the thing that I love about him, whether it's on the jugs machine or it's in practice and Cole quits punting to him. I mean, if he even slightly chases the ball, he's mad at himself. And I think that that is a great quality. Not a lot of great returners, they kind of take it for granted. I'll just catch it like this. He wants to do it perfect every time. So that's why, and as like I say, the weather's changing. He's going to get more opportunities.
Have you considered shaking anything up just to get your special teams kind of to make the kind of big play that you want to make? Or,
well, I think that, you know, sometimes it also goes down to injuries and those type of things, how you have to kind of plug and match and move guys around. I think really what it boils down to, and really this is going to be kind of a bad answer, it's always going to be about fundamentals. And I will always take them back to fundamentals and really this is how you're doing it and this is the reason why you're doing it. And I think as we keep growing and we learn, oh, this is why Tabes wants me to do it this way, then big play opportunities can happen. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. And I know that I got faith in the guys.